deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final half hour of hour number three here on this absolutely terrific October 28th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. I apologize. I have some housekeeping to do, some text messages that came in that I failed to see when we had Ian Murphy on the show with us. Let's see. Nope, that's not what I want to do. I want to go this way. Then I hit arrow back. Okay, X will get you the link to the website. If you need a specific contact source for your county, I believe Floyd and Karen, are you, I believe, in the UP? Not really sure. I don't have you stored in my phone. I'm sorry as to what city you're in, but text me back your city, your county, and I'll put you in touch with the right person. Captain Jeff up in Cedarville. Youngling Beer. Youngling is out of Pottsville, Pennsylvania. Excellent beer. Happy to hear that it will now be available in Michigan. I might have had a few, quote-unquote, in my day. Hey, are you still drumming in the band? Because I'm sure you probably had a few when you were drumming. Absolutely. Always picked up some when I was in Ohio. So, Youngling Beer is Pottsville, Pennsylvania. Captain Jeff, I appreciate you, man. Always Johnny on the spot. Nick Wallace, J2 Construction. I'm in on the monthly dinner, bourbon dinner. If the Iron Pig puts out another menu like that, first one. My daughter Jade and I were quite impressed. Yeah, so was I. Good, good, good stuff. Rod Tracy Wheeler. Tracy and I enjoyed some Iron Pig last weekend after we stopped at the Homesteader Expo. I got the piggy wrap, and it was awesome. And a bottle of the bourbon number 190. Oh, yeah. That I will enjoy either when we get our country back or it's a complete collapse. It's always a pleasure to support a patriot like Ian. Absolutely. Greatly appreciate that, Rod. Thanks for doing it. Let's see. Dawn in Carp Lake. I looked up the Sheboygan County for November vote. I've attached it. I saw my in-laws absent ballot a few weeks ago. Thanks for the heads up. Absolutely sign up now to get absentee ballots from your local township, city, village clerks. Just because you get an absentee ballot, and I want to be clear on this. You don't have to vote absentee. You don't have to vote early. I mean, unless you want to. I have actually taken my absentee ballot unopened into my township on election day. I fill out an application for a ballot. I go to the poll book and I check on my local clerk. Wait a minute, Randy. We have you listed as having received an absentee ballot. Then I pull it out of my vest pocket. Yep, I surely did. It's right here unopened. What do you want me to do? kind of a test to see whether my local clerk knows the laws or not. Well, the one lady says, well, we have to spoil that ballot and give you another one. Another lady next to her says, no, we don't have to do that. We know that's his ballot. We know it was mailed to him. We know he got it. We know he lives where he says he does, which matches his driver's license. He can simply open up the absentee ballot and use it, which is the correct answer. You don't waste a ballot. You don't spoil a ballot and print up another one or give me another one. No, I'll use this one. Thank you. Oh, by the way, does your record show in the poll book that I voted already? Because here it is, 6 o'clock on election night. I had to do my radio show this morning because it's a Tuesday. I was on the radio from 9 to noon. Then I had business to do. Got here late, right before the polls close at 8 o'clock p.m. What does your poll book say? Did I vote already? Oh, no, you haven't voted. That's right. And nobody else voted in my name? Nope. Well, then you guys are doing a good job. You get an A+. We've actually had, in previous elections, Charlie LaDuff, investigative news reporter down in Detroit, was actually at a precinct in Detroit where people walked in, showed their ID, and said, I'd like a ballot, I'd like to vote, and was told, you voted already. Say, what? Yeah. Under your name, under your poll book ID, you've already voted today. No, I did not. I just got here. I haven't voted. Who and when did they submit a ballot in my name? Oh, we got a absentee ballot from you 2 weeks ago. Okay, I got a very simple question for you, lady. Did you guys mail me an absentee ballot? According to the poll book, we did. What address did you send it to? Well, we sent it to 124 Blueberry Lane in Bell Township or in the city of Detroit. I don't live there. That's not my address. Look at my driver's license. Who requested an absentee ballot in my name at 124 Blueberry Lane in the city of Detroit? You did. No, I did not. This was a huge, huge breaking news story in the 22 election. Well, guess what? I talked to Charlie LaDuff about that news story back in 22. We stayed in touch. I sent him a text message after November 5th, 2024. I said, Charlie, did you get a repeat performance of what happened in 22 there in the city of Detroit? You know what he said? No, Trucker. No reports of people having been told that they had already voted when they went to the polling place. Surprise, surprise. Guess what? Jocelyn Benson, our current Secretary of State, knew dang well that we were on to her and their little ploys that they used in 2018 to get first elected governor, attorney general, secretary of state, Whitmer, Nessel, and Benson. They did it again in the 2020 election to get Biden to win Michigan by 158,000 votes, which I will never believe ever. And then they did it again in 22. That's how they got reelected. But guess what? We're on to them. We figured it out. And guess what? They knocked that crap off in 24. Bottom line, Donald Trump was right. Let's make this turnout too big to rig. And that's exactly what we did. What happened? Donald Trump won Michigan. Donald Trump won every single swing state. Georgia, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Arizona, Nevada. He ran the table on Harris. And he won the most popular vote in recorded history. National popular vote nationwide, Donald Trump won. It was in a situation where Harris won the national popular vote, but Donald Trump won the Electoral College, and that didn't happen. He ran the table. And you know why? Because we're on to these guys, and by you simply signing up for an absentee ballot is part of the process. What do you mean, Chucker? Because it's very simple. You sign up for an absentee ballot. I want to be put on the permanent absentee ballot list, Madam Clerk. Most of them are ladies in your township, city, villages. Go there and do that. If you end up having something on your ballot where you're going to go and vote on Tuesday, November 4th, tell them at the polling place. Now, the actual clerk will not be in the polling area. That is not their job. They have paid poll workers. They're called technically election inspectors. And they get paid a daily stipend for being there running the elections for your clerk. Go over into her office. Show your ID. Most of the clerks probably know who you are anyway. I want to be put on the permanent absentee ballot list. Whether you're in town or not, whether you want to vote early or not, whether you want to vote on your absentee ballot and then turn it in back to your clerk in person, do not mail it ever. Don't trust the mail with your ballot. Once you fill it out, once it's filled out, turn it in to your clerk. At the bare minimum, they have drop boxes that go right into the clerk's office. Drop it off there if she's not there, because a lot of clerks are only part-time. They don't man their office full-time. They have a part-time clerk. Well, turn it in early if you want. My recommendation is hold on to it and vote late on Election Day. Find out if you voted already, because then you got problems going on in your township. Final segment today's show. We'll be right back. If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
This is Justin Michael. I grew up in Grayling, Michigan, where small-town values and hard work shaped who I am. I proudly served in the U.S. Army in combat, and today I continue serving as a conflict resolution specialist and an advocate for veterans, families, and working people across northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula. I know the struggles our communities face because I live them. I'm Justin Michael. Let's start bridging the divides in our district together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
By Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
Are you sick and tired of the same old political talking points with no real solutions? Inaction isn't leadership. It's time for new leadership in Michigan's 1st District. Someone with fresh perspectives, new ideas, and a willingness to listen to the people they serve. It's time for change. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress to put Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula back on track. Let's bridge the divides together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Again, Dawn in Carp Lake thanked me because she checked, found out that there is, in fact, going to be an election on Tuesday, November 4th in Sheboygan, City of Sheboygan, City Council member. There's going to be a no party affiliated Brian Brandow, lives at 315 Cleveland Avenue in Sheboygan, running for city council member. Well, vote for not more than one. Well, guess what? He's the only one on the ballot, so Brian's in. Don't even need to bother to vote. Another city of Sheboygan council member, no party affiliate. What is this no party affiliation crap? Adam Bedwin, 619 Culver Street in Sheboygan, looking to run for city council. Vote for no more than one. Well, guess what? He's the only one running, so he's in. Don't bother to vote for him at all. You won't give us the party you're affiliated with. I'm not going to vote for you. Inland Lake Schools proposal. Operating millage proposal. Inland Lake Schools. Then this is the big one. This is a tri-county effort. Never heard of these proposals before in a tri-county situation. Sheboygan, Otsego, and Presque Isle. The COPESD Service District Area Career and Technical Education Proposal. Shall the tri-county Sheboygan, Otsego, Presque Isle Educational Service District within the state of Michigan come under sections 681 to 690 of the revised school code as amended and establish an area career and, I got to go back, technical education program, which is designed to encourage the operation of area career and technical education programs, including for vocational training purposes, if the annual property tax levied, go back to the left, for this purpose is limited to $1 million. $1 on each $1,000 of taxable valuation for a period of 6 years, starting in 2026, going to 2031. Inclusive, the estimate of the revenue that Sheboygan, Otsego, and Presque Isle, the county, will give to the Educational Service District will collect if the millage is approved and levied starting in 2026. Approximately $4.824 million from local property taxes authorized herein, question mark. That's the synopsis paragraph. Thank you, Don, for taking a picture and sending that to me. So, if you live in the city of Sheboygan, you got to vote. If you live in Inland Lake Schools area, you got to vote. And if you live in Sheboygan, Otsego, and Presque Isle counties, you got to vote. So bottom line, it doesn't matter if you live in the city of Sheboygan or the Inland Schools District. You live in those three counties, you got to vote. Well, Stephanie Jacobson is going to be on the show 10 to 10:30 on Thursday. She has researched this tri-county proposal, and she's going to educate us about it. Now, I got a very simple question. Do we support vocational training? Absolutely. Is it something that should be taught in the public schools? Absolutely, 100%. My question, is that something local taxpayers need to pay for? Or is this something that Lansing, the Michigan State Board of Education, should be requiring of all schools? Career and technical education programs, vocational training. I think the entire state of Michigan should be doing it. Well, they're not. So as a result, some folks have decided to take up this initiative on their own. If your kids go to Sheboygan, Otsego, or Presque Isle schools, they'll be given the option to receive this type of education. Is that something you want to pay for? $5 million over three counties? $1 for every $1,000 of your assessed value? Look at your tax bill. How many thousands of dollars is your property taxed at assessed value on your tax bill? If it's $100,000, you've got $100,000. That would be $100 a year. If your house is assessed for $300,000, it would be $300 a year. I mean, even I can do that math in my head. $1 per thousand of your assessed value. We'll have Stephanie on. We'll talk about it. She always has an opinion about the Michigan State Board of Education anyway. So we'll get into that discussion with her Thursday from 10 to 10:30. Love, Steffi Jacobson. Well, the music's playing. That's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Roots of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a terrific Tuesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high.